This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, The BAR Man.
This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
In basic training and War Department films, the point was stressed. A soldier's rifle was his most important possession. It meant life and death for him and the enemy.
There's no safe place to be, hardly.
The Army sent Don Wickstrom to fight on the front lines in Europe.
I saw a fair amount of combat. I was a BAR man, Browning automatic rifle, shot like a machine gun for 20 bullets, and then you had to reload it.
This 1943 training film spelled out specs for recruits learning to operate the rifle.
The Browning automatic rifle, caliber 30, model 1918 A2, it uses a 20-round magazine, and you can fire at a slow automatic rate.
The rifle was effective but imperfect. It weighed more than 40 pounds and became impossibly hot after rapid fire. Because the weapon served such a key combat role, BAR men like Wickstrom became battlefield targets.
Vicious weapon and one that the Germans liked to try to take out. I'd have to stay on the move so the Germans wouldn't know where I was.
Like so many of his generation, Wickstrom says nothing about it, but it's clear his courage was on the line as he fought beside soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice.
A lot of guys checked out, is the way I put it.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at MinnesotaVets.org.